From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Wednesday, November 18th. I'm Sarah Reith. Surveillance testing programs in Mendocino County have come and gone as the global pandemic has lasted much longer than anyone expected. The contract with UCSF to process tests from the clinics expired on the 15th of this month, and yesterday, Public Health Officer Dr. Andy Corin reported that the state had approved the county's application for a mobile OptumServe site, in addition to the site at the fairgrounds in Ukiah. Wineries have already been testing employees through a private company called Healthy Spaces, and now there's an effort to get more businesses to use the service to test employees on the job. The Chambers of Commerce in Mendocino County have been working with local businesses and trade groups, city and county officials, Corin, and the West Business Development Center to put together a program they hope will catch on at local workplaces. Katrina Kessen is the executive director at the Greater Ukiah Business and Tourism Alliance. She's been in all those meetings for weeks now, and when I called a colleague of hers, he described the business testing program as her baby.
We have our first pop-up mobile testing that's going to happen on November 23rd, and that is going to be a good trial run for us just to see start to finish how the process actually works. And sometimes you don't really know things until you do them. So it's going to be a test run.
And you ran some numbers by me the last time we talked. Can you talk a little bit about the cost of this to the employer and if the employee has to pay anything?
We've been basing this model on having 50 people plus. So to have the business come and set up, do their pop-up, it's $750. So that brings the personnel in. It just gets everything in place. And then how it works is there are one of two ways that billing happens. An insurance card is asked for, or a social security number. And either one of those, that's where the actual test is billed to. So there's no cost to the employee or the business for that portion. And then in addition to the $750, it's $15 per person, which we're calling a service fee. Essentially, that's for the administrative part of the event itself.
Amanda Ryman is the Vice President of Community Development at Flow Cannabis Company in Redwood Valley, where the first pop-up testing event will take place. She's not new to creating a sense of legitimacy around concepts that are frightening and subject to a certain amount of social stigma.
One of the initiatives that the county really wanted to take on was encouraging businesses to do on-site COVID testing. You know, recognizing that, A, this is something that isn't going to go away anytime soon, and that it's good for businesses to be engaged in making sure that their workers are healthy, but also recognizing that even though we do have testing available in Mendocino County, that it may not be available for people that are working full-time as essential workers. It may be difficult for them to get over to the testing sites. And so really just wanting to make it as easy as possible for this to happen. So we talked about having a Flow Cannabis Company be kind of like a pilot company for this. For a couple reasons. One, we are a larger company that has, multiple employees. But also we have a campus, a physical campus where the testing van could come. One of the concerns that businesses may have around having on-site testing is kind of the stigma around having a testing van at your parked outside your business, right? People may think, oh, there's an outbreak there, or something is wrong, and not really thinking that this is just the business trying to be preventative. So because our campus is located, kind of off the road in the back there, there wasn't that concern. So we thought it'd be a good place to start until the community could get a bit more used to seeing that kind of on-site mobile testing.
But balancing business interests and medical ethics is still a delicate matter.
I know a big concern is people's medical privacy. How is that being handled since it's being done through the workplace?
So employers from what we understand, they cannot mandate that an employee take a test. This is simply something that is encouraged. So in that capacity, it really is up to the individual. So at that point, what happens is basically a waiver is signed that gives permission, very limited permission, as I understand it, for their individual test results to be shared with public health and with a person from the business that handles HR for that business. I think we'll learn a lot more about how to change the program, maybe change the information packet. You know, I'm sure that there'll be some tweaks that need to happen. But I think that what's the most important piece is to have the fundamentals down of how this works, what the actual costs are so there are no surprises, and just understand the basic execution so we can put this into place and get people the testing that they need for their businesses. I'm excited.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast wherever you get your podcasts.